WRCT Pittsburgh.
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy. We must be cautious.
DT Pittsburgh, meaty and full of flavor since 1949.
Now, opening the vaults on over 100 years of recorded music history. Welcome to Cruisin' the Decades, Global Edition. One song per decade, 100 years of music in 1 hour. Produced and hand-selected by Brad Savage in the studios of WAPS-FM, The Summit, in Akron, Canton, Youngstown, Athens, Ohio, USA. Presented in this special global edition on the greatest independent radio stations across planet Earth on shortwave via the superpowered Radio Miami International, WRMI in Okeechobee, Florida. On Channel 292 shortwave from Rohrbach, Germany, heard across Europe and Northern Africa. And on the 500 kilowatt WBCQ The Planet in Monticello, Maine, on the Canadian border. On FM and AM via broadcast signals all across North America and planet Earth. Get ready to go cruising through 100 years of popular music. This is a journey through music history from someone with a rather ridiculous record collection. Here's your host for Cruising the Decades, Brad Savage.
Brad Savage. Ready, get set, go. Jump into the cruising time machine. We'll do one song per decade and 100 years of music. All styles welcome, all genres welcome. I'm Brad Savage. This is episode number 99. CruisingTheDecades.com. On today's show, None of Your Business with Butterbeans and Susie in 1927, plus a UK disco soul group from 1977 covers Ann Peebles. And the Dominoes, early 50s R&B, another very risque song in the early building blocks of rock and roll music. And the UK band The Stone Roses makes a big debut in 1989. But we'll begin with a little pomp and circumstance circa 1911. This is an early recording of one of the most famous British patriotic songs of all time. It is sung by Dame Clara Butt. The song was written in 1901 by Edward Elgar. And you probably know it in America and around the world for graduation ceremonies and educational events. In Britain, it is often used at sporting events and other large gatherings of people. In America, we know the instrumental version mostly, but here's an early recording with lyrics, The Land of Hope and Glory. Once again, this is Dame Clara Butt from 1911, and it's on Cruisin' the Decades.
Oh!
You can hear the improvements in recording technology and the evolution of musical styles of popular music through the decades and beyond. Over 100 years of music, this is the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades, broadcast worldwide on AM, FM, and shortwave.
That I'm a chump, and the wool pull over my eyes.
Now I wonder who woke you up.
But I'm gonna know somewhere for. Yes, sir, you gonna tell me somewhere. You stay out night till 3 and 4, and come home leaping drunk.
That's my business.
Then come to bed and turn your back. Sue, you know that's the bunk. Yes, sir. Now, listen here, Sister Kate. Now, tell Papa who's keeping you out so late.
Say, listen, butter.
Let me hear.
I don't mean to cut you short, and I ain't putting on air.
What's wrong with you?
But I've got my 2 hands full, minding my own affairs. Now I wouldn't answer your question if I know I had to die. So don't keep asking, cause I don't want to lie. You can't make me tell you so, it's no use to try. Furthermore, tain't none of your doggone business.
Oh yes, that's my business, let me straighten you out. Now look here, woman, you must have lost your mind. You must got religion and you don't mind dying. When you talk language I don't understand, you drumming up business for the graveyard man. I'm as jealous of you, woman, as a man can be. Sue, you know you done put that thing on me. You getting colder toward me every day. Now tell me what's making you act that way.
I got tired of steering home, just sitting there watching the clock.
Now what's wrong with that?
Sometime 'twas after 4 GM when you put your key in my lock. When I was a good woman, you done everything you could to make me think I was nothing but an old chunk of wood. Now I'm doing what I please, you can tell the neighborhood what I do. Tain't none of your doggone business.
Cruising the Decades, music appreciation, the sounds of history come to life. That was Butterbeans and Susie from 1927. Almost more of a comedy skit, really. Tain't none of your business. Butterbeans and Susie were the married in real life comedy duo, Jody and Susie Edwards. Well known for early vaudeville and the minstrel songs, and that's just one example of a deep catalog of interesting listening. Cruisin' the Decades is one song per decade, and we really try to mix it up nicely. A lot of different sounds and styles represented, and we do a full century of music in a one-hour show. I'm Brad Savage. Up next is a song from Lil Hardin Armstrong, a jazz pianist and singer, composer, and band leader. She was also the second wife of Louis Armstrong. They collaborated on a lot of recordings in the 20s, and she continued a pretty steady career into the 30s, 40s, and 50s. Let's take a listen to this fun number. This is Doing the Susie Q. This is Lil Hardin Armstrong, 1936, on Cruisin' the Decades.
After amassing an absurd record library that takes up his entire basement, host Brad Savage decided to share over 100 years of music with the world from super-powered shortwave broadcasters via internet streaming and on the top independent community and music radio stations across North America and the world. This is Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music.
Jack, he won't come back. Old Doc Jack, he won't come back. Old Doc Jack, he won't come back. He wouldn't do a lick of work. Well, I wouldn't smoke, he wouldn't drink. Sit all day and pretend to think. He washed his feet in the kitchen sink. Just another lazy Jake. Well, now he knew the answer to almost everything. He had a cure for cancer and a curse for swing. Old Doc Yankee burned the shack. Old Doc Yankee burned the shack. Old Doc Yankee left today, went to California.
In the decades, 100 years of music. That is Will Bradley and his orchestra and Ray McKinley on vocal, Old Doc Yak from 1940. Will Bradley came out of New Jersey and was a part of Red Nichols and his Five Pennies early on, and later the Ray Noble Orchestra, and even spent a year or two doing the Ed Sullivan Show in the 1940s as the studio band. They have a lot of fun and silly, humorous numbers. Old Doc Yak refers to a comic strip that dates back to the 1900s and 1910s. A lot of the Will Bradley recordings today are fairly obscure, but some really fun listening. Cruise in the Decades, where we pick out one song per decade, and we go for over 100 years of music, from the 1920s to the 2020s. CruiseInTheDecades.com. I'm Brad Savage, and let's go into the early R&B formative years for rock and roll. This is a particular favorite era and favorite genre for this show and for me personally. And I love the double entendre and the very risque lyrics. And a lot of the R&B songs were so controversial, but yet tame by today's standards, or not. I mean, listen to this one. This is pretty in your face, 1951 or otherwise. This is a well-known formative building block of what would become rock and roll. This is the Dominoes from 1951. This is 60 Minute Man on Cruising the Decades.
They call me Love and Dan. I'll rock 'em, roll 'em all night long. I'm a 60-minute man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you don't believe I'm all I say, come up here and take my hand. When I let you go, you'll cry. Oh yes, he's a 60-minute man. There'll be 15 minutes of kissing. Then you holler, please don't stop.
Don't stop.
There'll be 50 minutes teasing and 50 minutes squeezing and 50 minutes of blowing my top. If your man ain't treating you right, come up and see your dad. I'll rock 'em, roll 'em all night long. I'm a 60-minute man.
60-minute
man.
Sixty-minute man.
kissing. Then you holler, please don't stop.
Don't stop.
There'll be 50 minutes of teasing, and 50 minutes of squeezing, and 50 minutes of blowing my top. Baby, old man ain't treating you right. Come up and see old Dan. I rock 'em, roll 'em all night long. I'm a 60 minute man, oh yeah.
An audio journey, song by song, through every genre of popular music and recorded music history, from swing, jazz, folk, and blues, and the Great American Songbook, to punk, new wave, garage, and alternative. This is the Global Edition of Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage. 100 years of music, one song per decade.
I don't mind. With my girl, that's fine. I know I'm all pretty well, but I know sometimes I must get out in the light. Better leave her behind with the kids are all right. The kids are all right.
It was 1966. The kids are all right here on Cruisin' the Decades. One song per decade and 100 years of music. It's kind of like musical anthropology. We're studying the sounds of the past. You can find all of our playlists at cruisinthedecades.com. You can listen to every show we've ever done on demand at cruisinthedecades.com. I'm Brad Savage, broadcasting from the Summit FM in Akron, Ohio, USA. Our show is heard around the world on great radio stations and broadcast outlets like KMSU, The Maverick, from Minnesota State University, Mankato, And at WSDP 881 The Park, the student station in Plymouth, Canton, Detroit, Michigan area. We're also heard on The Gamut, serving our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., via thegamut.fm and HD Radio Broadcasting. And welcome to our newest station, AFN's Joe Radio, on the Armed Forces Network and the AFN Go app, heard worldwide, broadcasting at all U.S. military bases and all U.S. embassies around this great planet Earth. It's Cruising the Decades, and in 1977, a British disco group came out with their biggest hit, Eruption, their song I Can't Stand the Rain, which is a cover of an Ann Peebles tune from a few years earlier. Eruption on Cruising the Decades.
I can't stand the rain against my window, bringing back sweet memories.
Eruption, our 1970s selection for Cruising the Decades. Now, the original song was 1973 by Ann Peebles, but you know who else did that song? Graham Central Station did that song. There's a version by Lowell George of Little Feet, and Tina Turner sang that song too. So we're drawing musical connections and putting all the songs in perspective, one song per decade, a musical history lesson, a virtual time travel machine. Let's go to England in the late 80s, setting the stage for the 90s alternative sound to come. A highly influential band and first album by the Stone Roses. The band was formed in Manchester, UK, led by vocalist Ian Brown and guitarist John Squire, plus Manny and Rennie on bass and drums. Kind of a hybrid of dance rock and psychedelic sounds and indie music of the late 80s, this album really made an impact in 1989. This is I Wanna Be Adored by the Stone Roses on Cruisin' the Decades.
The studios of the Summit.fm in Akron, Ohio, USA. This is Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage.
Sure.
Breakout album came in 1996. That is the Verve Pipe from Michigan, from East Lansing, Michigan, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Central Michigan area, led by Brian Vander Ark, who has done a ton of really great solo material, though the Verve Pipe are still together today, and a few years back, they had a kids and family album. You know, as life progresses, these guys started families, and they did, you know, alternative style kids music. Pretty cool. And they do a handful of tour dates each year to this day. Meanwhile, that frontman, Brian Vander Ark, full-time radio host in Grand Rapids, Michigan now. He is a full-time rock station DJ in addition to the band nowadays. You're listening to Cruise in the Decades. I'm Brad Savage. It is a global journey across the radio dial. We are heard in New Zealand and in Canada, and we are heard on Blue Wave Radio in Roatan, the island of Roatan, Honduras, and we are heard across Europe on Channel 292 shortwave from Germany. And we're also on Radio Miami International, shortwave from South Florida. That transmits all over the world. And we're on WBCQ The Planet from northern Maine at the Canadian border. So between all of these shortwave stations, we get correspondence from around the world, listeners checking in and giving us reception reports with our shortwave shoutouts. Here's our European correspondent, Martin, in Poland. Shortwave shoutouts now on Cruising the Decades.
We're cruising the decades around the world. Here's Martin with their shout-out show.
You guessed it right. Here's Martin, and it's shout-out time. Let's say hello and thank you to some recent listeners. Michelle listens to the show frequently on channel 292, shortwave, listening at home in Civitanova, Italy. Diego in Salamanca, Spain, is again listening to Cruising the Decades on channel 292. Pradeep is a very distant listener all the way from Agartala, Tripura, India. Also listening on channel 292 shortwave. We have two recent listeners in Germany. Detlef is in the location of Bad Pyrmont, Germany. And also Chris, listening from Marl, Germany. Both are tuned in on channel 292 shortwave. And we have our first listeners in Belgium. Mark tunes in from City of Torot, Belgium, also on channel 292 shortwave. Hector is tuned in from Uruguay. He is located in Maldonado, Uruguay, and has listened via broadcast on WRMI, Radio Miami International. Thank you guys, it's amazing to think of all the places the music of Cruising the Decades is enjoyed. We want you to go to cruisingthedecades.com to submit a song request or listening report. You can also write directly to show hosts on brad@thesummit.fm.
And now, back to our studio in Akron, Ohio.
That's our super shortwave European correspondent, Martin, who started as a listener of this show. She happens to have some background in film and editing and radio. And so now she produces our shortwave shoutouts, cruisingthedecades.com. And into 2007 now. We're into the 21st century. Let's go to St. Louis for the band Ludo. So named for the fuzzy, squeezable, lovable character in The Labyrinth with David Bowie and Jim Henson's production work. That's where Ludo gets their name. They do a handful of reunion shows each year, usually around Halloween. They had a heyday in the 2000s and 2010s. And this album in 2007 is called Your Awful I Love You. And if you have a copy and you look closely at the liner notes and the thank yous, you'll find the name Brad Savage, me, and all the radio stations I had worked at, because I happened to know these guys on their way up to stardom and supported them along the way, got my name into the liner notes on the CD. And so all these years later, now we're playing them on Cruising the Decades. It's a full circle moment with Ludo. This is Love Me Dead on Cruising the Decades.
Love me cancerously, like a salt sore soaked in the sea. High maintenance means you're a gluttonous queen, narcissistic and mean. Just how to hold me, and when her edges
100 years of music, one song per decade, an audio journey through the history of popular recorded music. This is Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage.
One, two, three, and... Thank you.
is Cruising the Decades. That was The War and Treaty, the husband-wife duo Michael and Tanya Trotter. That's from their first album, first studio album, 2018, the title song, Healing Tide. They have an amazing story and a ton of recent accolades, including a recent appearance on the Emmy Awards. CruisinTheDecades.com for our entire playlist and on-demand audio for all of our shows. Now we're up to present day, the 2020s, and a recent release from the Red Clay Strays. This is a great new Americana roots band. Well, not new. They have about 5 years of history. They've really been exploding in the past 12 months. Huge streams, hardcore touring, tons of accolades, a band to watch on the rise. They are from Mobile, Alabama, the Red Clay Strays. This one is called Wondering Why on Cruisin' the Decades.
He comes from Silver Spoon, Golden Rule, private school, never miss Sunday church. And I come from blue collar, low dollar, out here where concrete meets old red dirt. And I don't know what happened, but it sure don't add up on paper. But when I close my eyes late at night, you can bet I thank my maker. She keeps on loving me, loves me the way I am. She's not just alone for the ride, she's my biggest fan. Oh, it's a little whole piece of heaven when we lay it down. On loving me, and I keep on wondering why. She's got a wicked smile, angel eyes, every guy wanting to hold her close. She's as pretty as sin, like the sun sinking down on the California coast. Not just alone for the ride, she's my biggest fan. Oh, let's little whole piece of heaven when we lay down tonight. She keeps on loving me, and I keep on wondering why. Don't add up on paper. And as long as she lets me, I'll take her wherever she wants me to take her. Lay down at night.
That song will get stuck in your head. Just watch. The Red Clay Strays, Wondering Why. The album is titled Moment of Truth. That's 100 years of music. Find more at cruisinthedecades.com.
Over 100 years of music history. In the course of just 1 hour, you've been listening to Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage. This is the Global Edition, produced for shortwave, FM, and AM stations worldwide on the leading independent community and music radio stations on the planet. This program originates at WAPS-FM, The Summit, in Akron, Ohio, USA. For correspondence or QSL, contact Brad@thesummit.fm. Thank you for supporting independent, eclectic radio broadcasting and signals over the air from all corners of planet Earth. One broadcast to an audience of many, simultaneously. A shared listening experience. Radio and 100 years of music. Join us next time for the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades.
Oh. Hey, this is Mike Nelson, formerly of Mystery Science Theater 3000 until I got fired. You're listening to WRCT 88.3 FM, which is a heck of a lot better than having the top of your head sawed off and having vinegar poured in.
Depose from the faint. Do you think I'm hot? You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
We start today with remarkable news of President Joe Biden doing something that Donald Trump promised to do, MAGATs said would be great to do, and the entire right wing has insisted only a Republican would be able to do such a thing. What am I talking about? I'm talking about decreasing our supply chain dependence on China and replacing it with other parts of the world and other countries. And specifically, we're talking about Mexico. Take a look at this headline. For the first time in two decades, the U.S. buys more from Mexico than from China. These are figures released yesterday by the U.S. Commerce Department, and they show that when you look at the value of goods imported from China compared to that imported from Mexico in 2023, the Mexican imports went up 5%, more than $475 billion. At the same time, Chinese imports declined to 20% to $427 billion. And we now have, for the first time in decades, imported more from Mexico than from China. Now, I am not going to pretend that just because Biden did something Trump said would be good to do, that it's actually a good thing to do. We're going to get later in the segment to, is this actually a good thing? But to the extent that the party line for the right has been, we've got to decrease our dependence on China, we're importing too much relative to what we export from China. That's called the trade balance. It's risky when it comes to pharmaceuticals, when it comes to steel, when it comes to cheap tchotchkes that you buy at any Caribbean destination that look exactly the same, except for it says St. John or St. Thomas or Aruba. You know the tchotchkes I'm talking about. Anyway, the idea is we should import less of that stuff. There's a broader trend here, okay? And the broader trend is that increasingly, this is now speaking industrially, Mexico is a viable alternative to China. It's closer. It has surpassed China as our top source of official imports. It's believed by some, and I'm trying to be precise but also careful with my language, it's believed by some that there is less of a national security concern when it comes to imports from Mexico, while at the same time, people coming from Mexico are rapists and criminals, but we're better off getting stuff from Mexico than from China, according to these very same people. So it's a change that just underscores the dynamics of the changing U.S.-China relationship, how deal flows are evolving and changing. We've got a strong dollar, a global economy that's okay. U.S. exports slightly up in 2023, imports down overall, but comparatively imports way up from Mexico relative to China. And so this is an accomplishment for Joe Biden that Trump and MAGA promised but failed to do. We've reduced our dependence on China. And the way that Joe Biden has done it, I think it's not enough to just say it happened while Joe Biden was president. We should be able to say, well, what are the policies that helped it happen? The Biden administration has promoted what's called nearshoring to Mexico. That's what I mean by getting our stuff from a place that's geographically closer. We've seen this with companies like Hisun or Hisun moving production to Mexico and keeping supply chains in North America. The climate legislation of 2022 incentivized companies to move manufacturing out of China by offering tax credits for certain products, electric vehicles and others. If you don't source parts from China, that encouraged getting